Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1221, 7 Crucial Money Rules I Broke and Regretted It, by Claire of wantless.co.uk. And I am Dan, I'm your host. Very happy Monday to you. Hope your week's off to a great start. This is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And have you heard our other podcasts yet? Because we've got 4 others. Optimal Living Daily is the first podcast we started, and it covers minimalism, personal development, and productivity. So if you like today's episode here, you're definitely going to like that show too. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find it along with the other shows. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 7 Crucial Money Rules I Broke and Regretted It, by Claire of wantless.co.uk. Hindsight's a b***h, isn't it? Looking back, it's easy to trace how I went so wrong with my finances. I broke 7 fairly fundamental money rules and regret every single one. I'm hoping that by sharing these, I can stop 1 or 2 people making the same mistakes. Live within your means. This is the biggie, isn't it? Simple when it's written down, not so simple in practice. Don't rack up credit card debt. I remember when I first got a store card. I had been lured in by the shop worker's promises that I would save 10% on my purchase that day. But when the bill came through, they hadn't even given me a month to pay off the balance before slapping on the interest. I felt cheated, especially as it was only a 22-pound item of clothing I could have easily paid up front for. Right then and there, I decided credit cards were bad news, and I managed to resist them all through my university days. Sadly, something switched when I was a young professional, and I started spending on credit cards to supplement a lifestyle I thought I deserved. The debts grew and grew and grew. Don't buy a car on borrowed money. Oh my God, people, never borrow money to buy a car. If you're going to take out a loan, use it to buy something that isn't going to hemorrhage its value. One of my biggest mistakes was buying a car I couldn't afford. I couldn't even pay the small cash deposit at the time, so I shoved that on a credit card. Luckily, I had enough sense to realize at the last minute that the finance deal they were offering me in the showroom was a really bad deal, and I walked away minutes before signing on the dotted line. I came back the next day having taken out a competitive bank loan instead. That move and a bit of bargaining saved me £4,000. Incredible. But still, I've now had the car for nearly 4 years and still don't own it outright. If you must borrow money to buy a car, make sure the loan is small enough that you've paid it off before your shiny new toy has lost its novelty. Always take up your workplace pension scheme. When I was about 22, I was working in a terribly paid job writing TV listings. I used to get about £12,000 a year. Awful. At the time, I had just come out of university and was saving up to go back to college, another terrible financial idea in hindsight, and I didn't see paying into the company pension scheme as a priority if I was only going to be there for a year or so. This was wrong for 2 reasons. Firstly, I was probably turning down free money, as most employers at least match your payments with money of their own. Say I had paid in 5% of my earnings and work had doubled that. That's £1,200 I could have put towards my retirement. Secondly, the wonder of compound interest means money invested when you're in your early 20s is worth far, far more than money saved when you're older. The difference is just ridiculous. It's estimated that every pound you save in your early 20s will be worth 8 by retirement just because you're locking it away for so long. Luckily, I corrected this mistake by my mid-20s and have been paying into a workplace pension scheme ever since. Save 10 to 20% of your income. Sadly, I've never done this. Very silly. It's another reason why I've racked up debts. When you've got no savings to turn to, it's easy to rely on plastic when an emergency happens. Once my debts are cleared, I want to start properly saving. Start investing as soon as you can. I only opened my first investment account this year. I'd assumed, like most people do, that buying stocks and shares was scary and complicated. Wrong. Keep fees and charges to a minimum. When I first decided to tackle my debts head on, I worked out how much I was paying in interest and charges. It was more than £800 a year. No wonder my debts weren't going anywhere fast. I then spent a lot of time hunting out the best deals, switching my bank accounts, and moving my credit card debt onto 0% deals. Now I spend hardly anything in interest payments, and all the money I saved can go into shrinking my debts. So while I managed to correct some mistakes fairly quickly, others are taking a while longer to reverse. Ho-hum, at least I've realized where I was going wrong. If you can avoid these 7 money mistakes, chances are you'll have a far better financial future than me. You just listened to the post titled 7 Crucial Money Rules I Broke and Regretted It by Claire of wantless.co.uk.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Hope you have a great rest of your day and that your week again is off to a terrific start. And I'll be back tomorrow where we'll have some more wisdom from our terrific authors. So see you there, where your optimal life awaits.